You're listening to Feed, Play, Love, a podcast that's all about supporting parents as they bring up children. We've got experts and advice to help you through the more challenging bits of parenting. I'm Siobhan Hunt. When it comes to building your own nursery or putting your nursery together, lots of people can go to Instagram for ideas on style and design and how they might want to make that little place look perfect. But now it's been discovered that some influencers that we follow are actually sharing unsafe design choices. This has come about after a choice investigation found children's bedroom designs posted by a number of Insta parents contain a range of safety issues. Kim Gilmore is the team leader of the household department at Choice, and she joins us now. Hi, Kim. How are you?
Hi, Siobhan. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I love that you guys were looking at our Instagram influencers here. Yeah. Was it because there was there's a problem, like we're seeing people mimic these images and then having issues in their nurseries?
Well, I don't know if we've actually seen any incidences occur, but it's better to be safe than sorry. When we notice all these pictures online, we see things that just shouldn't be in a nursery. There's things like throws that are located inside the cot, sheepskin, there's bunting, there are soft toys. These are kind of basic things that shouldn't really be in a newborn's environment.
Okay, so let's talk about the sheepskin rug in the cot. I thought that sheepskin was good for babies in the sense that it's one of those textures that is good when it's hot or good when you're cold.
Well, I think it's if you're under supervision and there's a baby on the floor in front of you and they're awake and you're having a look at them, then that should be fine so they can explore textures and so on. But when they're actually sleeping, it can really heat up a baby, and that's just one of the dangers when it comes to safe sleeping. Really, there shouldn't be anything soft in the cot. So soft toys and sheepskin, cot bumpers, all that kind of stuff is something that you see on these Instagram photos and something that parents aspire to put in their nurseries. But when it comes down to it, simple, you know,
is the best way,
yes.
Just out of curiosity, does that mean that most retailers, if they're advertising their own products, would be super careful? I imagine they would be careful about what they're how they're putting together their products to market to people?
Yeah, I haven't seen any recent examples. So we focus mostly on these online influencers and these kind of stylized shots that you see out there. But certainly I'd say there would be some some more responsibility when it comes to some of these things that we see. We see cots being placed next to windows where there's blind cords, you know, cords for the blinds.
And that's the worst thing ever,
yeah,
isn't it?
And things like even open windows we're seeing. And I mean, just looking at some, our Choice has got a great article on unsafe nursery design trends right now. And there's things like canopies, fairy lights. These are strangulation hazards and suffocation hazards. And there's all this kind of stuff that looks really nice, but in reality, it's just not practical.
I was going to say, because fairy lights look beautiful. But imagine as well, it's not very practical if you've got a new baby, well, let's just say 6 months when they can actually see, having fairy lights above their heads. Not actually going to be conducive to sleep, is it?
Because they're
going
to be.
But isn't that interesting? Because that, yeah, strangulation risk. What about decals and things like that? Like, did you notice anything that these designers are putting on their walls that's unsafe?
If there's a sticker on the wall and it's out of reach of a baby, it's probably okay. But if you have something that's right next to the cot, it potentially stickers could be harmful if they could be torn up and they could be a choking hazard. So things like that. But if you've got a large kind of sticker that's a reasonable height above a cot or something, for example, that should be fine.
So when it comes to setting up your nursery safely, where should people go? Like, is it something that Choice outlines, obviously in your article you're going to talk about those sorts of things, but if someone's going, oh, but I like those ideas, why can't I use them, where should they go to find out the safe way of putting a nursery together?
Yeah, so Choice has got some great guidelines on our site, and there's other charities like Red Nose where they do have some safe nursery setup tips. If you like the look, say, of a wicker bassinet, you could put your toys inside a basket instead, and just keeping things out of reach. So there are some just practical tips out there.
And I love how neat all these nurseries look. I kind of feel like it's false advertising. It's like, yeah that's going to look neat now. When the baby comes, not so sure.
Yeah, so that's another thing that isn't kind of a reality, is it? So Again, you want to keep things practical, accessible. You want to have all your stuff nearby. So that probably isn't going to look good in an Instagram photo, is it?
No, that's right. Well, thank you, Kim. Sorry to dash anyone's hopes who are avid Insta followers for a nursery, but it's better to be safe than sorry, right?
Certainly, yes.
Thank you, Kim. That was Kim Gilmore. She's a team leader of the Household Department at Choice. And we'll pop a link to the article she was discussing there in the notes of this episode. And that includes, of course, tips on how you can keep your nursery safe, even while you're trying to make it trendy. Feed, Play, Love is a Babyology podcast produced by Debbie Ning and presented by me, Siobhan Hunt. We'd love to hear from you. So if you'd like to get in touch, email us at feedplaylove@theparentbrand.com.au. See you next time.